Senator Doug Erickson is a Republican from Ferndale. That's where several of the big oil refineries are in this state. He doesn't see our CO2 emissions as a problem for the climate. And Senator Kevin Ranker is a Democrat from Orcas Island, a more liberal part of the state. These guys don't talk to one another unless they have to, and they certainly don't get together for beers. So it took a lot of cajoling and carefully crafted emails to get to this moment.
Hi.
Sort of like setting up a blind date where neither party is all that interested. Senator Ranker's at the bar waiting when I walk in. Senator Erickson, the Republican, shows up next and we sit down.
Oh, the Northwest Pale Ale, that sounds good. Put it on Senator Ranker's account.
Yeah, right.
I let them crack some jokes, feel one another out a little bit. I figure we'll start with one thing they have in common. The life of a politician far from his home district, before we get into the bigger, more controversial stuff. These guys are both from northwestern Washington, a long ways from here. So they live in Olympia when Congress is in session.
What's the hardest part of your job, just as people who live away from their homes?
Senator Ranker, the Democrat, answers first.
The hardest part for me is just being away from, my little girl, my wife. I mean, it sucks. And sometimes, it flies by. At other times, like this week when my little girl was sick, and I wasn't there, that just, it hits hard.
How old is she?
She's six. So.
How about you? How old are your kids, though?
They are 14 and 12. And so the funny part about coming down here is this is the time of year when we breed all of our goats to be kidding right now.
How many goats do you have?
Oh, we got about 20. I don't know how many we have now, how many live through the birthing process. But then you have to have heat lamps, and you're out there, and you're helping deliver. And we got two bottle babies, that are being fed inside with the bottle right now. So that takes up all my wife's time. And then she has to work for a living because somebody has to work in the family.
And she's like single mama aunt.
Yeah.
Okay, enough about kids, human or goat. Let's get down to it. I finish my drink to get my nerve up. I take my empty glass, and I put it, boom, right in the middle of the table.
All right, so this glass is the elephant in the room. Guess what it is?
Senator Ranker takes a guess.
I don't know. Politics, oil, climate, what?
Yeah, climate change. I just want to acknowledge it there because...
Talk politics.
This isn't politics. This is a question that a lot of voters are thinking about.
Yeah.
And I just want it to be acknowledged that that's something that you guys are ideologically think very differently about. And I want to know where there's common ground. That's why we're here tonight, right?
Senator Erickson, the Republican, answers first. Environmentalists have criticized him for taking campaign contributions from the oil companies in his district. But to be honest, when Doug Erickson talks about climate change, it's clear that he just doesn't see our CO2 emissions as a big problem, regardless of which companies are backing him.
Yeah, I think one of the funny parts is people always try to pit it as Doug Erickson versus Jay Inslee on climate change. So I don't consider myself to be a carbon warrior. I don't consider myself to be a defender of fossil fuels. I consider myself to be a person who wants to protect the economy as we move forward while we're moving into new technology to solve problems.
At this point, Senator Ranker, the Democrat, is squirming across the table.
Carbon emissions are not good. Can we agree on that? That they make our air dirtier, they make our communities less healthy, and they're contributing to climate change. I mean, that's a big deal.
I'm watching Doug Erickson here. He's listening. He seems amused, sort of smiling here and there, but he's not really giving an inch.
Carbon's a natural thing out there. So, I need carbon to grow my crops and for trees to live.
Not the level it is right now, right?
Senator Ranker, the Democrat, keeps pushing. He talks about shrinking snowpack, more intense wildfires, ocean acidification. Basically, he's summing up the consensus in the scientific community that our CO2 emissions are changing the global climate and making life on Earth more difficult.
And so what I'm saying is there are economic impacts, there are environmental impacts, and there are surely health and community impacts on Washington State from greenhouse gas emissions into the atmosphere. And so why shouldn't we? And isn't it our obligation to do something about it? And I think, I think the legislature could have a thoughtful conversation, even this year, about what actions should be taken.
Now, the Republicans are in control of the state Senate, and Doug Erickson's the chair of the Energy and Environment Committee. So if any climate change bills get heard in the Senate this session, it'll be because he allows them to be heard. Tonight, there was no consensus on carbon legislation. But watching these two men interact over beers, there were some subtle bridges being built, a few shared laughs here and there. You gotta start somewhere, right? And maybe some of it will carry over into this legislative session. It'll be an interesting one to watch. I'm Ashley Ahern in Olympia.